This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for the crossover. Giddings in for Steiny, Grandy in for Dibs, Guru Willard.
Yeah.
What's up, boys? Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. Woo. Not a payday, but it is almost that time.
Yeah.
We got college football tomorrow.
I can't wait.
9 a.m. Yeah. in Dublin. Why do they call it week zero? Why not just week one?
A long week one.
Well, because what, there's one game? Are there two?
No, there's multiple. There's a ton of games.
Is tomorrow when Hawaii plays Stanford?
Yeah.
Yes. Tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Andrew Luck's day.
I'm still mad that that game's not at 10 at night, though. You know,
yeah,
I told Granny this
the greatest chase.
But the Hawaii game has to be at
no
the
doubt.
End.
But we still got Fresno State home games.
But you
take
stock of where you're at and then where's Hawaii to help out.
That's doubt about it.
That's what the greatest state in our union is for.
I do wonder who came up with week zero. Wherever they work, did they get a raise for that, Evan? I hate it.
We're locked in on Idaho State, UNLV tomorrow.
What's the line? What's the line?
UNLV by 26 and a half.
Look at him.
I know
Vontaze Burfict is one of the defensive coaches for UNLV. Yeah.
Is he?
A lot of spearing.
Would you love to be in the room when the people come up with these lines?
All day, every day.
My God, I would sign, buy a ticket. Can I watch how 26 and a half comes together? I just want to understand.
Idaho State.
Right? How do they.
And watch it come down to it.
Like somebody's like, I like 24 and a half. And they're like, it's too low.
Oh, my God.
You got to keep going. Like,
man.
How do you get to 26 and a half?
It is. We need a doc on it, man.
We all know the final score is going to be.
No doubt.
Right?
Yep.
44 to 17. Like,
it's incredible.
Dude, absurd.
Well, Marshall's given 39 and a half to Georgia coming up this week. And like. I mean, seriously.
Hey, Evan, whoa. Georgia, that could be a... They could score 70.
They kind of like the thundering hurricane. They're frisky this year.
Right.
Who knows what they're going to be? I think it was... Was it a Patriots draftee was talking about the difference between college and the NFL? And he basically was like, well, some games aren't really games in college, if we're being honest.
True.
But
no,
even the bad teams in the NFL got Pro Bowlers. Mm. That's the biggest difference. So, yeah, the Toledo Rockets... Got no chance going up against whatever SEC school they're going to get pounded by. At least they got a payday for it, though.
Brings up my least favorite point that anyone makes in sports media. When someone's really good in college and they do that, do you think that they could beat the Browns?
No.
Like, my whole body tenses up.
Yeah, Duke and UNLV in college hoops years
like,
ago.
Leitner, they'd get blown off of the field on every play. Every play. But anyway.
Who's more excited, you or Grandy, for the Robinson trade?
I don't know. We haven't measured that yet.
I think we're both pretty excited.
Pretty high on
it. I think it's a win. No doubt for the Niners.
Let me run somebody.
Yeah, Moneyball.
I want to bring you to negative feel over here.
No, I know.
Negative? Yeah, we're down.
Well, Guru's like, this is an insurance policy, and I see it as so much more. Let me run a phrase at you, and I want to see your initial reaction. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here it is. It's four words. Christian McCaffrey, slot receiver.
We brought it up on the show.
How do you feel?
I'm all the way in.
Okay.
There. Okay. If that's how it's going to look,
I got you.
Yeah.
And
but we play.
Doesn't mean he's not going to be the running back.
No doubt. But
I do think this is one way to attack.
I got you.
What's going on at receiver? Because I've already heard them talk about getting both these guys on the field at the same time,
and that can make up from what you lost from the Debo package, being able to trick the defenses at the line of scrimmage. But Evan and I threw that out. But my core values were. Everybody's saying McCaffrey looks great. Maybe he doesn't, Grandy. And that's why they pulled the trigger on this. But no, it's not 100%.
No.
It was part. And I told Evan, and that's why I love Evan. He didn't beat me up, but I was like, that crossed my mind, Grandy. It did.
I think it says 100% more about Isaac Grendo and everyone else they got behind McCaffrey that they don't believe
we
any of those guys can stay healthy.
All right, we put him up there, too.
I mean, you got Robinson in here. If McCaffrey still misses half the year, I think you're still probably done anyway.
We covered it.
Even with Robinson here. Hey, it makes you better, no doubt. But
yeah, I think it raises the floor, but it doesn't really raise the ceiling much for me personally. I mean, I think he's a good player.
Yeah.
And more importantly, he can stay on the field. That's what he's proved over his first three seasons. But
8 touchdowns last year, almost 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, I still think it's pretty CMC dependent. And I guess when I hear like slot receiver, I guess I wonder why they just didn't go get another receiver. You know, he's definitely far more impressive and I feel better about him than Sky Moore, who,
listening
to your show yesterday, I wonder why they traded for him in the first place.
That was incredible.
I forgot his name. Was it Carrington Harrington
Correct.
I told
it's
him.
Harrington.
It was Haydington by the end of that interview.
He
was
not a fan. Davis
he was not a fan of Sky Moore.
He can't catch. Yeah, there it is. He can't catch.
That was great.
Hey, Carrington, he was hurt last year. No, he wasn't. He just can't catch.
Did you see the text conversation between, was it Pasta or Ken that reached out to him? Ken reached out to him. And
I didn't see that.
The first message was, it's going to be a short conversation.
Right. Yeah. Right. He always would have said, don't bring me on. I have nothing.
What did he compare it to? What was it? He was, remember, it was like the craziest thing that's ever happened in my life. And then he goes, and now this is number two.
The Kentucky Derby.
Like bucket list. He goes, the second most amazing thing is that someone called me to talk about Sky Moore.
That Sky Moore couldn't catch COVID in 2020.
We just had Fabby Davis on.
It was 2021 before I got it.
One hits too close to home.
Anyway. Yeah, I got you, Evan.
But he's obviously more exciting than Sky Moore. But, you know, like there's still some other wide receivers out there. I think what the rumor today is Adam Thielen might be on the block. I don't know.
Kendrick Bourne might be cut from the Patriots, and maybe he's on his way over here.
That's an interesting one.
Because that's the position we're all worried about right now, right?
Again, only early, though. Here's my question. Haven't we been told for years that, especially for young wide receivers, learning the Shanahan system makes your head spin, at least for a period of time? So why are you going to go get people who've never been in the system and then ask them to contribute right away?
So Bourne would be a guy that knows it.
That makes sense to me. But if you're going to go get another young guy, maybe if you're a vet, but a young guy, because these guys, these systems are all. Dobbs is interesting because he's played a few years. LaFleur and Shanahan are connected at the hip, and so he probably would get it pretty quick. But that's another question I've got, like Sky Moore. This guy's got 40-something catches in his career.
Will we see him tomorrow?
Apparently they're miracles.
Have to see him tomorrow.
I mean, you would think.
Sky Moore.
Yeah, I mean, at least as a punt returner.
Imagine he gets hurt tomorrow.
Why do you say that with a grin? Like, it's just guaranteed
to
happen.
We were talking about that. Where do you start to say, do we have a problem here, and how do you even try to fix it? Because it's been that way for even Mostert's and the Cheetahs back in the day.
Even go back to the Harbaugh era, it was like this.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Where do you start?
I don't know. I really don't know. You know, I mean, the people who've covered the team have talked specifically about running backs.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right? And the way that you're sort of asked to run this system.
It's violent,
the physicality of it. I mean, it'll never, ever, ever make me not laugh when you and Steiny were having that conversation.
I was just about to say his name.
And he's like, so the Niners, they asked their running back to hit the hole fast. I'm like, right. Steiner, now, if you're in Atlanta... they coach, all right, grab the ball and stand there for 3 seconds. Don't go anywhere. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Running backs.
It's violent,
like you get hurt, but why
it's
is
incredible.
It why is it up and down the roster? I don't know.
And I think it's a big reason why they went 6-11 last year. Well, you can't say it wasn't all of it, but it started out with your best player. We were at the game week one, and that
brutal.
It's interesting you're making fun of it, though, because J.P. Finley was on today, Washington guy, and said Brian Robinson hits the hole hard.
He does.
Like he doesn't have a lot of patience and doesn't really tiptoe around. He just sees the hole and he hits it. And it's like, well,
he stayed healthy at least.
Yeah, well, for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, he got shot in the carjacking.
Like two purple hearts
still
on the
played
team
that year.
Niners are going to start a bunch of people who started their career by getting shot.
I'm sorry.
It's Friday. What happened?
The chat's been coming up with some great. I'm just like, I mean, you can't ignore it, right?
Well, they're all healthy now, right, so it's okay. We can joke.
Yeah,
is it too soon? It's not too soon.
Someone called in and said they can connect over that, and I was like, they're not going to talk about that ever again.
Still, after Brian Robinson got shot before he began his rookie year, and then whenever he came back, like week 3, week 4,
it was soon.
And he comes out the tunnel to Many Men by 50 Cent, that's still one of the most amazing moments I've seen on a football field.
Grandy.
Amazing.
Ricky Pearsall should have taken a note out of the book.
He should have.
Yeah, no, it's a good move. I think, look, this is the deepest running back room they've had, I think, since 2019. But I don't know what I don't know what it's worth when Christian is still the person who is the son of the offense.
But now you can use him so many different ways, a variety.
That's what
and have these guys on. But Garindo is scaring me. You mentioned him, like maybe it's not McCaffrey, but Garindo, how when he runs, it's incredible. But he just whatever.
He doesn't stay healthy. But yeah, I see B-Rob as two things. It is an insurance policy. It is something that could be comforting if Christian were to miss a game or two. But I don't see this in any way as being like, oh, something's wrong with Christian.
Yeah, because don't ask Trent. We played the sound. He says he looks like he's ready to go.
Everybody down there says he looks incredible. Mm. Everyone down there.
Yeah, we did this last year. Remember, even Christian himself said he was ready.
Well, but no one said he looked incredible. He didn't participate. Mm. He didn't participate. So... you know, I've only been down there once. I'll back them up. He looks fast.
Yeah, right.
But, like, what do I know? You know, he looks really, really fast. He looks
300
like
300-pounders are laying on top of you.
But I think that, is it an insurance policy? Maybe it allows you to pull back a touch or two per game. But I think it allows Kyle to be creative offensively, especially if your passing game out of the gate is going to be so hampered by injury. This allows you to do some different things, and maybe Christian will be more of a receiver than we normally see him be early on.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGM's the FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live in the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. All right, it's time for What's Bugging You here on The Crossover, presented by ATCO Pest Control. Don't need soil. Sounds like Willard's got something ready. They don't need soil. They don't need water, but drywood termites will eat your home from floor to ceiling. August is the start of swarming season for drywood termites. So if you see a swarm, call ATCO Pest Control for a free inspection and customized treatment plan. Mention you heard about ATCO and What's Bugging You. 10% off any drywood termite treatment this month. Check out ATCOPestControl.com. Today. Well, would you like to go first?
Sure.
Let's do it.
I got 1A and 1B. First thing that's bugging me is sometimes when we get to a Friday, I have to think hard. What is it that's bugging me? And sometimes you get to a Friday and I have to sift through the wreckage of what's bugging me and pick one.
Yeah.
So that's bugging me because that's the kind of week I'm having.
No, I just write stuff down throughout the week.
Yeah,
forget.
That's smart.
I decided to keep it light though. You don't want to know what's bugging me? This just happened to me outside the building today with our boss. Our boss Matt Hagan.
In the bed.
Why is it so embarrassing when someone leaves you hanging? I don't like that feeling where you got to chase her. It's like, can we please just be more? Everyone is on their phone, and therefore this is another byproduct The lack of awareness of what's going on around us is at epidemic levels. If somebody puts their arm...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out in front of you. Can you just please see it?
Yeah.
Just see it. Yeah. I'm out here trying to fist bump my boss on the street. And he's like,
I can see him now.
He doesn't like those.
Looking around like he does. And he just missed it. And that's how I started my Friday. Like, whatever, dude.
And you couldn't ignore it or act like it didn't happen.
Now I got to slump away like some doofus and head in and do my job for the day with that feeling of being left-handed.
I did that too. Oh, there he is.
Dang it, man. Will you look and see what's going on around you?
That's pretty good.
Crying out loud.
The thing that gets me with him every once in a while, and it's not just him, it's a lot of people, he'll walk into a room with earbuds on, you don't know he's on a phone call, and he'll start talking.
Constantly, do it all the time.
And I think he's talking to me, so I turn around and say, hey, what's up? And he's like, oh, I'm not talking to you.
Dude, this guy's on Zoom more than people were in COVID. What the hell is going on? In there, who are you talking to?
That's pretty good.
And by the way, who are you not talking to? I'm gonna out Matt right now. All you people out there that are on Zoom with him, he's not listening.
That is,
he's got
great.
His earbuds in and he makes it look like he's listening, but you go on mute. Start talking to other people. My god, so distracted.
And I got the biggest scar. Evan and I were at Chase and we had the rookies, we interviewed the rookies.
Oh, yeah,
and I put the big head.
Oh,
I still haven't gotten over it.
Who was that? It wasn't Tui. It was,
well, Richard? It hurts.
The other Australian. No, but there's one more.
Armstrong?
Taron Armstrong.
And they had it on camera.
You get left hanging by people who haven't even played a game in the league.
Wait, but he came back and dapped you up after, right?
Yeah, because Ritter told him about it.
Yeah.
It's the second time it's happened to me this week, and I can't even remember the first because repressed it.
Well, for the boss, Nux is a currency. Like, there's someone in the office who wants Nux all the time, and the boss is still, he's very reluctant to do it. So he might have just been knocked out today, to be honest.
Maybe. That's pretty good.
Knock someone out myself.
You too, though. Why don't you go? Go ahead, baby.
I'll go second. Mine actually kind of has to do with the boss also. So,
wow.
He's not the one that's bugging me, though.
Uh-oh.
So we had a company. Well,
sorry.
Yeah, a little bit, but wait. It just bugged me. So last night, there's a company get together. There's a member of our staff who's moving on, so everyone's at happy hour having a good time.
Well, not everyone.
Well, I didn't even know.
You had
it.
A chance to, but
no one told me. No one told me.
You know, your producers and your co-hosts were there. Yeah. Put it on them.
You got to mingle more, Will.
On your email.
I'm email.
Oh, there it is.
You know, my email gets checked at 9 at night. Give me more than one day's notice, please.
Yeah, well, it's actually every what, last
every
Thursday?
Every third Thursday of the
every
month?
Every third Thursday of the month.
I think.
Anyway, so whatever. We're sitting there, and there's a salesperson who's you know, having a good time and blah, 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 blah. And he says, you just got to go talk to Maddie. I'm like, Maddie? Who's Maddie? You know, like Maddie from Alice?
Yeah.
You know, Matt from Mary Stout. From
yeah.
Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah, our guy.
He's a producer.
Yeah.
He goes, no, not that Maddie. Nahagian. Like, Maddie, you call your boss Maddie. Not only by his first name, but you add a nick, like, you add something
to
it.
You added a Y.
What are you, that bugs me. You cannot call your superior, number one, by their first name, unless it's okay. Yeah. But you can't, like, kind of cuten it up.
Hold
you can't
on a second.
Do that.
Wait a minute. Do you call him Mr. Nahagian?
No, I call him Nahagian.
That's what
That's
I call him.
That's even worse.
I call
He's
him by
my
his last
boss.
Name.
Actually, I call him Jefe, but...
Yeah. Wait a minute, well, how's that different? Jefe and just calling someone by their last name.
Do you know
name
what Jefe means?
Is way, yes, but it's way more casual. It sounds like you're coming down people's road for being too casual with the boss and you're calling him only by his last name.
No, I'm calling him boss is what I'm calling him.
Hmm?
That's chain of command. Cannot call him Maddie.
I call him Maddie.
Yeah.
All the time.
Oh, with a Y.
I've known him for,
boy.
I learned this yesterday.
Him for 20 years. This is the second time I've worked for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To which
he got
own.
Mad that I call you Will, and he takes Maddie.
Yeah, by
That's
the way,
nasty.
You want to know what he's called? You want to know what he's called me ever since he got mad at you for calling me Will?
Will.
That
is the greatest.
I mean,
and it's
whatever,
not, I'm not
Maddie.
The only. What you got, Grandy?
What's bugging me is the WNBA draft rules. Do you guys see what Paige Beckers did this week?
I just told him.
Your
she
life
said,
must be
it.
Great. 44
Seriously.
Points.
Yeah. Okay.
44
incredible.
Points breaking
lost,
the WNBA
yeah,
single
incredible.
Game rookie scoring yeah. record. She should have been a freaking Valkyrie.
Yes,
she should have been a Valkyrie. The fact that the expansion team doesn't get the number one pick
yeah.
in their first year in existence.
Wow.
Absolutely ridiculous. Not only did they not get the first pick, they didn't get the second, the third, or the fourth. They got the fifth pick.
They
got
to fix that. Wow.
How does the expansion team not get
that.
The number one yeah. pick? Paige Becker should be a freaking Valkyrie. And
she's
I'm upset about it.
That's true. Buck is she put on a show in L.A. They got walked off, but walked off.
Has an expansion team ever got the number one pick?
Probably.
Barking up to
I haven't had an expansion team in a while.
How often has the WNBA expanded?
It hadn't for a while. This was the first year they've had a new team for a long time.
No.
Yeah.
No clue. No clue what's been going on.
Yeah, but I'm with
that
you. That stinks.
Now.
That ain't. That doesn't seem too fair.
Nope.
The NFL got it right.
That's what's bugging me.
So
Big
I'm
finish.
Bugging
Here
me,
we go.
And I want to apologize to my sister Tina. I went to my dad's house yesterday. It was hot in the yoon. She came home from work, and we got a neighbor that likes to talk. And when the neighbor sees me, it's like I got to do another 4 hours of radio. So I heard the neighbor come in the garage where my dad's dojo is, and I faked like I was sleeping. And here my sister comes in. Are you asleep? If my eyes are closed, I'm asleep. Why are you asking out loud? Are you? And she knew I was faking, but are you asleep? And then I just came immediately out of the fake sleep and yelled at her. When somebody's eyes are closed, that means they're asleep. Why would you ask me? So we're arguing. Tina, I apologize. We cooled it down. But I had to get up and go do the four-hour radio show. But who asked somebody if they're asleep? If their eyes are closed, let me be me and get my Oscar for trying to be Denzel faking sleep. But I got so mad at her for asking the stupid question. If you see somebody's eyes closed, they're asleep. You don't got to ask. And she just, you're asleep? And something just sent me off, and I came up out of it, the fake sleep. And I said, why would you ask me if I'm asleep? And then we just start going, but we caught each other. I apologize, Tina. But moving forward, for some of the fake sleepers out there, don't ask somebody if their eyes are closed or they're asleep. They're asleep.
Now, well, do you know a fact that you don't sleep with your eyes open? Sometimes people do.
No, my eyes were closed, Evan, because I wasn't asleep, so I'm doing it like my sister. Just I'm off limits. Just say Daryl's asleep. You're asleep? And that sent me off.
Like, I don't want to speak for her. I'm pretty sure she knew you weren't asleep. So, like,
but this...
When you're saying if their eyes are closed, they're asleep.
And she did
but
you went
aren't.
To sleep that fast. So that she did add that. But I snapped on, Let me just live my life. But damn, Evan, I'm out of the sleep, and now I got to go in the garage to do 4 hours.
That's like my grandpa used to say, I'm resting my eyes. Don't talk to me.
I got so mad at her.
You're either sleepy or not.
You see, I'm so she knew I was fake sleeping.
Obviously, are you asleep?
Or
you were trying to sleep, and she didn't want you to.
Oh man! Anyway,
90 degrees in the U, and trying to catch a nap.
And I had to go out there, and we had fun, but 4 hours almost. It felt like.
Well, you had 3 hours in the middle of the day trying to. Sorry.
Oh boy!
I had the cops do that to me one time.
Oh
yeah.
Ask if you were asleep.
Well, so
oh, boy,
not quite like okay. that. Like, so you ever? Okay, in high school, you ever having, or college, whatever, house party, and then
the
police come,
yeah,
right?
In the room, baby.
Yeah, that's going to be the end of that. And if you're not 21, and everybody runs, like normally everybody runs, right? Which I'm like, at a certain point, that looks kind of guilty. And so the house party happened to be at one of my really good friends' houses. So as soon as we saw the police coming, I ran and jumped into a bed, and I did fake sleep.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm not even a part of this party. I'm just asleep in this room.
No, he didn't ask.
The bed happened to be right up against a front window that looks to the outside. So when they came into the room and there's the flashlights, I did the best Denzel I could. Officer, what's going on? And they're like, what are you doing in here? And I'm like, I was asleep. They're like, we were just outside 11 seconds ago, and no one was in this bed. Now you're in this bed, and you're dead asleep?
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You took it to the end.
And well, that's why you run.
Yeah,
wow. Exactly. They can't catch the back door.
Next time, run.
The guy is drunk.
Thank you.
And there he goes.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Your parents let you have house parties?
What's that?
Your parents let you have house parties?
No, like, I'm pretty sure the parents weren't there. That's why you had a house party. But, like, it wasn't my house.
And
my buddy's parents and him, they're from England, and people have very different ideas about underage drinking in Europe.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's not
underage. These parents probably didn't just know there was a house party. They probably supplied the alcohol.
Man.
And I'm not kidding. Not kidding at all.
To each their own.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, well. Yeah, that probably just put a bow on it, right?
Week with you,
no,
man.
Yeah, no doubt, Goop. Well, no. Stine's going to be back next week. Coming up next here on the game.
Any guests for you?
We do. First of all, Grant Paulson, who does radio in D.C., is going to come on. So we're going to get B-Rob, D-Bo, all of that.
3:15.
And then Adam Rank of NFL Network.
Oh, sweet.
Adam's going to be on at 4:15. He's a buddy. He's awesome. He's fun.
You got any fantasy questions you want to ask Adam Rank?
Fantasy draft, like a lot of people have drafts.
I took McCaffrey first last year. So I didn't tell a lot of people.
Do you think this knocks Christian down in the drafts?
No, I'm just wondering, did last year knock him down? Like how much confidence do you have? Like, I can't relive that.
I'm asking one of the questions I want to ask him is, does Brian
Evan
Robinson...
Evan looked at me like, I don't think I'm drafting him to number one.
McCaffrey?
Who, McCaffrey?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
No, not number one.
No one's
top 10, though,
one.
Probably.
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
Might go round two. Yeah.
It's kind of a tricky year for fantasy, honestly, like looking at some of the projections.
I like it.
Because Mahomes is done.
But I think that this is one of the years where no matter what your pick is, you're all right.
All right. Wow.
You're all right. All right. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's these, like, two guys that are set apart from everybody else. Yeah. I think that you, like, if you got number one, cool. If you got number 12, let's ride. Like, there's... Yeah.
I'm down on Dallas, but Dak with Pickens and CD, I'm tearing all my notes. I'm sharing all
Pig
my
Dak
notes.
First round, dude. Come on.
And again, no running game.
Well, you got to pass it.
I mean,
you got it.
Yeah.
No choice.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, that's what's coming up next. Keep it locked right here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.